Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Happy to be with you this morning. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. My parents warned me about this, and I don't know if your parents were like this, Scott, but there's a story this morning. St. Louis man accused of using obituaries to burglarize homes. So police say he searched online obituaries in the region and did a search on the victim, and he then searched for directions to the victim's home in the case. So let's see. Brandon Welsh, this is to KSDK writing up, lived in Arnold, 34, and allegedly used the obituary listings to target homes to steal from them. And my parents always said, if you're going out of town and you're not going to be home, don't tell a single soul.
Yeah.
Because you don't want anyone going by your house when you're gone. Were your parents like that?
Yeah, I believe they're pretty cautious about that stuff. And as an on-air person, I'm cautious about it, too. Just not letting people know I'm not. I mean, it's so easy to find someone's address now that that's an issue I am aware of. You know, I don't like broadcasting that information.
Yeah. You got to be real careful, man. The information that's out there. You know what would be better? Just like throw people off the scent and like, oh, yeah, no, I live in Imperial. You're like, okay. And then you have to muddy the waters for your own security reasons. I noticed that Google and some of these other companies, if you have personal information that's listed somewhere and that you can tell Google that now, and they'll take it off. Like they won't index that search for that website, which is a nice security benefit that I don't think people understand search engines like Google will do. So it pays off to maybe search for yourself once in a while. And if there's information out there that is very much private information that shouldn't be there, you can request for them to not index that so you can't find it on a Google.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Well, I mean, I sort of assumed that you could do that, but not something I thought about. So that's good information to have.
That's just a recent advantage, Google. I mean, they haven't always done that. That's new. So European countries have always had this right to privacy on the internet. United States, not so much. They don't have the same stringent laws when it comes to, I guess, personal freedoms being protected, your personal information, things like that. The right to be forgotten is a way to put it. But here in the United States, they're just now catching up to things like that, which are actually a really huge benefit. And it's sometimes just hard, like in a social media world or when you're on air and you're doing a talk show, if you're going to be doing something cool, like, yeah, I'm taking the family to Disney. I'm going to be gone for a week.
Yeah.
Back of my mind, it's my dad shaking his head like, what did you just do? Right. Can you then
leave some lights on? That's the other thing. Leave some lights on when you're gone.
Yeah, leave the lights on. Did you see there's specialized bulbs you can plug in that make it look like a flickering of a TV?
Oh, really? Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They sell those.
That's actually pretty good.
Low scale way, but ultimately, the absolute best thing you can do is be friends with your neighbors because they will look out for you. And I do that for my neighbors. They do it for me. If I see something weird, I'll message or call them like, hey, what's up with this? If they see something weird, they'll message me. I love it. That's the way to do it. The neighborhood watch.
Agree. Yeah, that's something that's gone by the wayside in recent decades in terms of, you know, knowing your neighbor. We don't know our neighbors quite as well as we used to, but I think it's come back a little bit. In October, what, they have that National Night Out and events on the street where you actually get to know your neighbors. Hey, we live two doors down. You know, it's good to, you've got to do that, I think.
Yep. All right, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox Short List, presented by Rhino Shield.
We have so many stars in our party. There are so many stars. And let's not be afraid of them.
So many stars. That's
she's so awful.
Have to draw out everything. What's going on here? Like that's just the way she talks, I guess. But it always sounds like she's drunk. And the stars aren't that great stars. The ones she named off, Mondani and Crockett. Your stars.
Did you hear Crockett the other day though? When she
no.
was, oh,
well, we yes, find yes and no, but it depends what you're referring to.
Where she was, she was trying to, what's the word? She was talking like she was from the ghetto. she did. Yeah, totally. Even though she has a law degree.
I think that a lot of politicians are like that,
I refuse to call members of the other team as fascists or Nazis or those are kinds of thing, because if you do, then that implies that the people that vote for them must be the same as too, and that's absolutely not true.
If Kamala Harris was smart, she would say rising stars are John Fetterman, not Crockett. Going back to what Crockett said, it's kind of like Hillary Clinton. She would change her dialect based on where she was talking. Or she went on the Breakfast Club and said, I always keep hot sauce in my purse anywhere I go, because she thinks that's going to give her favor with the black community when she's on predominantly.
It's just shameless.
It really is. But back in the day, you know, it used to be looked at as a positive. You're well-educated and all that, but not lately, because when you have like these giant law degrees, you're looked at as elite, and voters don't like the eliteness side of it. So that's why they downplay things like law degrees anymore. And they want to sound like they're being, you know, I'm from the streets, when they're really not.
And we've got leaders now that have a united front and a message that's breaking through on healthcare with Schumer's and Jeffries that give me real confidence that the Democratic Party is on its ascendancy.
You know what Gavin Newsom should have said there is, I've been told to tell you that Schumer has it all under control. I've been told to tell you that Jeffries has it all under control. And I, as a leader of California, want you to know I, too, also have it all under control. I would say a lot of people would debate those three things.
We've got a president who thinks it's okay to use the Justice Department, just for example, to use the Justice Department to go after his political opponents.
Well, I would say his very own administration accused of doing exactly that to Donald Trump, using the Justice Department against political opponents. His predecessor, of course, with Joe Biden, his vice president at the time, same thing. And we've seen a lot of different people targeted by the government. It's so interesting. Sometimes you open up the floodgates where, okay, we wouldn't have thought this would ever happen. And then it becomes normalized and it happens all the time now. And you wonder, oh, why are you doing it back to me after I did it to you? And it's kind of at the point where you have Donald Trump in office today. And I think his philosophy is, I'm just going to do it, whatever. And I'm just going to do what I think I need to do. And I'm not going to wait for approval for someone to take me to court preemptively. I'm just going to do it. And you're going to take me to court either way. So I'm just going to put my justification out there to begin with. And then if it ends up being reversed later, it ends up being reversed. But I don't got time to wait forever while this thing gets sorted out. I'm just going to do it. I wonder if that's going to be the new normal in the future. I really do. Coming up after the break, I do want to talk a little bit about ICE raids and some of the questions that were brought up on 60 Minutes last night. We have some audio from that. Tom Ackerman, KMOX's sports director, going to join us this hour. Big World Series, perhaps one of the most exciting Game 7s we've ever seen in a World Series. So many people are talking about this was the type of game you needed to get people really excited about baseball again. We, of course, have the Kansas City Chiefs. I know you've been covering that, Scott, with on the outside looking in the Blues. They desperately need to win. So lots of sports to talk about with Tom Ackerman this hour on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, President Trump just truthed out that he needs to hear from the courts how this is going to be done. And, Jake, as you know, the best way for SNAP benefits to get paid is for Democrats, five Democrats, to cross the aisle and reopen the government.
That's a good point. Joining us now to talk about the shutdown, Dr. Nan Hayworth. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my privilege, Ryan. Thank you.
So the government is still in shutdown. It's been over a month now. Where do you think it goes this week? Do you think we're going to see any progress?
Oh, yeah. I think probably somewhere around Wednesday, we're going to see the Democrats decide that they'll vote for the clean continuing resolution. Because then the Virginia governor's race will be over.
Yeah. So you think that's some one of the reasons? There's a lot of reasons people are saying this is getting dragged out. So you think after the, I guess, the elections on Tuesday, Wednesday, things start to free up?
Yeah. That's I'm among the, I think, growing number of folks who just say, look, it's pretty clear that the Democrat Party thinks that this is to their advantage in areas where they are becoming more challenged in terms of winning. They're losing a lot of American citizens. They're losing constituencies that they have taken for granted for decades, including Black and Hispanic Americans. So I think they're figuring that Americans are going to blame Republicans for this shutdown and all the attendant miseries that are coming along with it, and will be inclined to vote for Democrats tomorrow.
Yeah, and you've heard they're already starting to lay the groundwork. Oh, now that President Trump is back in town, now he'll start caring about Americans as opposed to affairs across overseas. So you heard the clip there from Scott Bessent, and he said all we need is five Democrats to cross the aisle. Is that how it starts? You just get five Democrats, or do you think it'll be more than that?
Well, all we need is five, and maybe, you know, they'll choose among themselves who walks the plank, I guess, so that they can compromise with the Republicans. Maybe it'll be more. I think it's all going to depend, Ryan, on what they perceive to be to their political advantage. And, you know, the problem, of course, for them is that more and more Americans are waking up to the fact that, look, you know, the Democrat Party's policies really haven't helped us. Obamacare has not helped us. It's certainly helped a lot of big health care, if you will. It's helped a lot of profit margins, but it hasn't actually helped average Americans. And that is a huge problem for the Democrats that's going to be very difficult for them to solve unless they see the light.
Well, even so, you got this clean resolution. It's just making it so there's some more time where people need to get paid. I mean, we got some problems when it comes to, you know, not so much the SNAP, but the thing I'm really worried about, these air traffic controllers just saying, I'm sick. That's, I mean, when you're talking about grounding flights, that's a big deal.
I could not agree more. And our air traffic controllers are so hard pressed and so dedicated. And they have been, as you know, Ryan, they have been way overstressed, understaffed, and just under enormous pressure, even under ordinary circumstances, for years. So I know Secretary Duffy personally. We were freshmen in the House of Representatives together, you know, a number of years ago. And I am quite certain that his heart and President Trump's heart are with those controllers. They don't want to see anything. And with Americans who fly and need to be safe. They don't want to see these disruptions. They don't want to see this kind of turmoil. And unfortunately, the Democrats in Congress, in the House and the Senate, have consistently voted for so-called clean continuing resolutions, right? We just keep funding the government. Somehow this time around, they've decided that they're going to try to hold everybody hostage so that they can get more subsidies into, you know, to their cronies, basically in big healthcare, in the insurance industry. And we need a healthy insurance industry. I'm not saying we don't. We do, obviously. But we're going about it all the wrong way. This is not the way to do this. This is not the way to accomplish shared goals for the American public. And it's so obviously political on their part that they're causing this misery because they're trying to extort us.
Yeah. Well, so what happens here? Let's say there's not enough Democrats to vote for this. Let's say you can't find five. They lock an arm. Chuck Schumer gets what he wants. And OK, he says, we can do a clean resolution. That's all fun and good. But in the end, he feels like without this government shutdown, he's not going to get the Obamacare subsubsidies to continue. The work requirements that came in under the Big Beautiful Bill, they don't want work requirements when it comes to getting some of these benefits. And they don't even care if you're a citizen in the United States to get some of these benefits. That's the stuff they're standing up for right now. So what happens if Schumer and them say, you know what, forget it. We can't get this lockdown lifted because then we're going to lose everything.
They're going to lose either way Ryan, so much of it, though, it all depends on Americans recognizing where the problem is. The Republicans, I think, have been making, and I'm not saying this politically, I'm just saying this on the basis of policy. The case is being made that what the Democrats are asking for doesn't make long-term sense for the American public, doesn't even make short-term sense. And it's wrong for them to do this. And we need to keep the pressure on them to work productively to keep the government going while they hash it out with their fellow members and senators across the aisle. And as long as the American public can hold them responsible, then Democrats will feel the political cost of what they're doing, because there are more elections coming up, and they are not going to do well if they're seen as the ones who are causing a lot of trouble and a lot of heartache and a lot of genuine distress and damage for the sake of their political goals.
We got some problems, you know what? We'll see how this week plays out, but we appreciate the analysis and the time from the RNC, Dr. Nan Hayworth. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My privilege. Thank you.
Yeah, it's quite the week we are going into. There could be a lot that happens this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like we can say that pretty much every day. Oh, there could be a lot that happens. It's all the time. There's a lot that can happen at any given moment. I think that's why talk radio is doing so well right now, because it gives us the opportunity to bring it to you as it happens without delay, unfiltered in so many different ways. After the break, we're going to check some sports with Tom Ackerman. There's just so much going on with it, too, and I'm curious what he's watching. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark, and a great sports mind, as you heard from the intro, Tom Ackerman. Good morning, sir. Recker, what's going on, buddy? How you doing? Notice that Scott's wearing the Dodgers hat this morning? Yeah, he had it on yesterday, as he should. I mean, the great win for them. They are the champs, and they showed why.
You know, the Blue Jays are a great team, too. I thought it really was the best two teams going at it, and the Dodgers got them. It was the Game 7 was insane, just insane. One of the craziest games I've ever seen, and especially those last three innings. Felt like the Blue Jays had so many chances to win the ball game. And inches away from winning the ball game, literally, and could not do it. And the Dodgers found a way to pounce on them and got the win.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, there's a lot of moments that are memorable. The ball getting stuck moment that may have saved the season for the Dodgers there. You have in Game 7 going into extra innings. I keep looking at social media at times like that, and they're pointing out this is what the game needed to get fans really excited about it again. You needed a strong, exciting game like this. And I mean, this is good for baseball.
It is and isn't, because I think a lot of people are down on the Dodgers' opportunity to win is better than everybody else's, according to a lot of people, because of the amount of money that they're able to spend. They just write checks.
Not Scott.
They just write checks and write checks and write checks. Well, that's what I'm saying. Not everybody likes the Dodgers, though, Ryan. I mean, people don't like the fact that they have, you know, a $500 million payroll. But you know what? You got to beat them. And the Yankees have endless resources, and they don't win. The Mets have endless resources, and they don't win. The Red Sox seem to find ways to make a lot of money, and they don't win either. So there are a lot of teams on the East Coast and, you know, West Coast, too. I mean, San Diego spent a ton. They don't have as the media market that L.A. does, but they did spend a ton, and they came up short. There are a lot of teams out there that just can't beat the Dodgers right now. So I think what was good for the game was the entertainment value of Game 7. It was a tremendous game. I mean, if you were watching it for the first time and never a baseball fan, you'd be like, what? This is awesome. The drama was great. Now, the Blue Jays blew it, though, on several levels. I mean, the fundamentals of the game were lost in the pressure of a Game 7. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, their pinch runner in the ninth inning. I mean, dude, the bases are loaded. It's a force out at home plate. Why are you leading off like 7 feet off of third base? There's nobody covering third base. What are you, is a ghost going to pick you off? I mean, it's just like, get your secondary lead and get down to home plate. And then when the ball hits the ground, you run through the plate. That's what you're taught when you're a kid. What did he do? He led 7 feet off the base. The ball goes on the ground. He's got a long way to go, and he slides into home. It's not a tag. It's a, you know, so like, you know, those kind of things.
Well, Will Smith barely got his foot back on the bag, though.
They get lost in the pressure of a Game 7. What we saw was human beings dealing with immense pressure, and the Dodgers just have more winning players than everybody else, and they found a way to win the game. Miguel Rojas, the number 9 hitter, hits a home run. He hadn't hit one since September 19th. Will Smith, guys had clutch hits one after the other after the other, and you cannot hang a pitch to a guy like that, and he hit the ball a mile. So that's what happened. The Dodgers won the ball game fair and square. Good for them.
Yep. I was text messaging Drew, and he said, you better talk about Billiken's men basketball tonight. So the Billiken's back in action.
Whoa,
that's pretty exciting.
You? Was Drew
He was threatening me. He said, I'll catch you off the air right now if you don't bring it up.
I'll be there tonight. I'm calling the game on TV. Looking forward to doing that again this season.
Oh, yeah.
The radio side on KMOX, we have it. It's opening night.
Wow.
And the Billiken's are taking on Southeast Missouri State, which is a decent team from Cape Girardeau. They should have some fans up here. I think the Billiken's are really good, guys. I think they are a team that is going to make some noise this year in college basketball. This is much different situation than last year. I mean, I know we were all excited to see Josh Schertz, and he had Indiana State humming when he was there. He didn't have a lot to work with. He had a really good shooter in Gibson Jimerson. He had an explosive scorer in Isaiah Swope. Both of them were fighting through injuries all year. Robbie Avila turned his ankle before the season even started last year, then did it again in one of the first games of the year, and he was not himself. So this team is deeper. They are more talented. I think they are explosive. I think they are going to be a lot of fun. I really do. And a lot of people agree with me. The experts are all picking them either first or second in the Atlantic 10 Conference, which is a very tough conference. I think they are going to be a show at Chaffetz Arena. And I'm just telling you now, before everybody else starts to figure it out, you figured it out here today. And mark my word on this, they're going to be a really good team and a tough one to handle.
Okay, so that sound bite, they may have to add to the intro. Mark my word on this, they're going to be a great team. We can add that into your pre-recorded intro. But by the way, what's going on with the Blues here? Man, they need a win.
No, they just let in too many goals. I mean, they're not good in front of their own net. Defensively, they're poor. The goaltending has been poor. And offensively, they haven't been able to score like they used to. They're dealing with an injury to Robert Thomas. Jake Neighbors is out 5 weeks at least. That's a big problem. They called up Dalibor Dvorsky, their prospect, to try to light a little spark, but it doesn't matter. If you're not communicating well and you're not confident, you're going to fall apart, and that's what happened to the Blues. I mean, it's just been the same thing over and over. Now, their last game, they had 38 shots on goal. That's good, and that's better. They've created a little more offense, but they still lost the game. Their game where they went to a shootout with Vancouver, better, but they still lost the game. They cannot find ways to win hockey games, and it's a major concern, I don't care how many games they played, only 12. It's still too many to see a trend here of poor play. They've got to pick it up. They play tonight at home against Edmonton, another explosive team. Hopefully they can find a way.
And what's going on with the Chiefs right now, too?
Chiefs might be one of the best teams in football right now, and they're in third place in their own division. I called it yesterday. Scott can vouch
for
that. You
did call it.
You know, they might be the best team in the NFL at 5-3. But not today, I said. Buffalo is going to beat them today. So I don't know that anybody beats Buffalo in Buffalo. I know it has happened already, but it's going to be rare. Buffalo's a great team. The question is, who's the best team in the NFL? Nobody has an answer to that. Nobody.
Yeah.
There are several teams that can make that claim, and a lot of them lost yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts lost. The Chiefs lost. The Packers lost. The Lions lost. And the Bears took advantage of the Packers and Lions by winning a crazy game in Cincinnati. Now they're only a half game out in their own division. It's nuts right now in the NFL. There are a lot of teams involved. You know who's leading Scott's division over here? The Bills?
Patriots,
the New England freaking Patriots. I mean, they came out of nowhere. They've won 6 in a row. They're 7-2.
They are.
Wow.
They've got an easy schedule, but they're winning the games.
The New England Patriots, like, where do they come from? You know, so it really is amazing to see what's happening in that league. I think that college football kind of wants that. I know that the blue blood programs don't, but college football is starting to go that way. You know, Indiana, Vanderbilt, you know, teams that were always doormats are now contenders, and you know that's good. That's parity. You want 20 or more teams being in the mix, and that's kind of what we're seeing now in college football.
Well, speaking of that, Is the list come out tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night, the top 12.
I would anticipate that Ohio State will still be one, Indiana two. It could be flipped depending on how they look at Indiana's great win at Oregon. But Ohio State, it's hard to deny the national champion. They've been dominating everybody. The sneaky team to watch is Texas A&M. They have had a tougher schedule than those two, and they've gone undefeated. And you know how everybody in college football, especially a committee like that, falls in love with the SEC. They think the SEC is just the everything. So Alabama will get preferential treatment as well because of their name. Notre Dame's going to make people upset because they have two losses, and I think they're going to get into that first 12, and people are going to be upset about that. But I'm just telling you, they run the table, and they're Notre Dame. Like, they're going to get in because they're a brand, and they bring eyeballs to televisions. I'm just telling you, it's a business. Yep. And that's my suspicion, is that if Notre Dame doesn't lose again and runs the table, I think they're going to get in, even though their resume might not be as good as some of the others. But it's going to be fascinating. I think it'll be a fun, especially, you know, for me, an Indiana alum. I'm still in this dream world of, I can't believe these last 2 years. You know, they are on track to not only be a playoff team, but, you know, they could end up being the number one team in the nation. That is, like, unfathomable to me. But here we are, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun to watch all that, for me at least.
Tom Ackerman, it's always a pleasure when we get some sports in the morning here. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. Go Billikens. Come on down and see him tonight. Should be fun.
KMOX Sports Director Tom Ackerman. Thank you, sir. Billikens, I'm getting threatened by Drew through text messages. He said, you better bring that up. We're going to cut you loose if you don't bring this up to Tom. Like, of course I'm going to bring this up to Tom. Of course. We have one more segment coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. And I'm Ryan Recker filling in. You know, I want to play a couple of clips here before we end the show, and I wanted to revisit an idea with you, Scott, but let me play this first, because this is the clip I think a lot of people are focusing on this morning. So you had President Trump on 60 Minutes CBS yesterday, and this is what mostly the takeaway is. This is clip number 6, if we can play that.
Recently, Americans have been watching videos of ICE tackling a young mother, tear gas being used in a Chicago residential neighborhood, and the smashing of car windows. Have some of these raids gone too far?
No, I think they haven't gone far enough, because we've been held back by the judges, by the liberal judges that were put in by Biden and by Obama.
You're okay with those tactics?
Yeah, because you have to get the people out. You know, you have to look at the people. Many of them are murderers. Many of them are people that were thrown out of their countries because they were, you know, criminals.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? What you had on CBS 60 Minutes was the B-roll of people getting tackled and arrested. And you don't see a lot of context into it, but sometimes you're like, okay, is there more context? Would that change the narrative of the story here with it? Probably not. So you have CBS playing these things. Well, Donald Trump says the ICE raids have not gone far enough. We know a few things. We know that during the Biden administration, in particular, that it was very easy to get a free pass into this country because the borders were, I mean, about as open as you can get them up until his final year in presidency, when Joe Biden realized, well, the optics are bad here. Maybe we should start slowing things down to give the appearance it's getting better. It really wasn't. I mean, after 3 years of just, I mean, terrible open borders, there was a lot of work to do. And I think a lot of people voted for Donald Trump because they wanted to see a reversal of that. They wanted to see some order when it comes to immigration. And they also realized that we just can't afford it anymore. We can't afford to give benefits to people that are non-US citizens forever. So we have to rein it in order to make sure the benefits that are afforded to actual citizens are going to be there for them in the long run. He's going to get a lot of flack for that today. I think that's the thing they're going to be playing a lot of, unless there's some other big breaking news that'll get swept under the rug. I wanted to make sure you heard that so you can be prepared. One other thing, Scott, I wanted to bring for you, and I brought this up earlier in the show. The phrase offline is the new luxury has basically, it's digital minimalism is the argument that people have been making. So people that disconnected from the internet, it's looked at as a luxury because you can afford to do that in your life where you don't have to be so connected to social media every day. You got to be looking and posting and scrolling and, you know, you got to keep up with the appearances and for your work and this and that. People that get off their phones, even if it's just after work, they're living happier lives and they're bragging about it. And that is the new luxury in life. Isn't that? I kind of find that refreshing, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could go to a darkness retreat every week or two.
Yeah. I mean, you can just turn your phone off, right? Do you really need to have it?
Yeah. I mean, it's very hard for a lot of people. It's hard for me. I mean, it's hard for most of us to not be connected because it's become so integral in our lives. But yes, it is refreshing to be able to do that. And you just kind of have to just make the decision to say, you know what? I am going to disconnect for real, not just, half-heartedly.
Turn it off. Or, you know, crack your phone.
I'm not going to be available for the next 2 days.
Phones are so expensive anymore. I mean, like, if my phone broke, I would have to look for a cheaper phone. But in the meantime, I don't think I would, like, get a burner or anything. If I had to go maybe a couple of days without a phone, it would probably be a major adjustment at first. But then after you lose that impulse of, oh, I got to check my phone. Oh, I don't have a phone. Oh, I got to check it. Oh, I don't have it. After you lose that impulse and you're like, okay, I realize that if I were to pull up my phone, oh, did I get a new message on Facebook? Oh, did I have to get something on Twitter? Oh, did I get a new email? And then the answer is no to all those things. And then like 90 seconds later, you have the impulse to do it again. Once you kind of break that kind of addiction in your mind, I'm guessing it feels pretty awesome to not feel like you're missing out on anything, because the only thing that really matters is what's in front of your face.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. I mean, in a lot of ways, I've detached from social media, and I used to be on it a lot more than I am now.
Can I tell you what got addicting for me when I started selling stuff on eBay? I'm like, okay, I got to check and make sure I'm not missing a message from someone that wants to buy something. Like when there's a financial gain associated with it, that really messed me up because I ended up looking at that over and over and over again. Well, Scott, it was nice working with you again this morning. I always enjoy these mornings.
Yeah, me too. It sounds like we might have a couple more days.
Yeah, congratulations to your Dodgers. Yes, I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll be back again on Wednesday. And I always get mixed up on the schedule. So sometimes I don't know if it's going to be Dan or it's going to be you. But
no, I'm on all week.
Fantastic, Scott.
All right.
So we'll be back again tomorrow. I'm going to find some really good weird stories for you tomorrow, too, for another news. I got to get it really weird tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk again tomorrow. If you need to find me online at Ryan Recker or just deconnect it, don't look me up, please.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.